We work with people every day, and I guess that's an excuse. Somebody's supposed to touch us and they get healed, right? I'm moving that. We're growing, we're learning. So no condemnation, praise God. Yes, no condemnation. And we keep growing, we keep learning, because Holy Spirit willing, if we're willing, we continue, right? Amen. So I love what our God is, the more you know how good he is, whether you get good or you get bad, who cares? He's gonna, if we continue to follow him, continue to seek him. I mean, not he's far away, like Pastor Ernestine said, he's with us, but take effort to do so. Yes, take effort to read the word, take effort to pray in spirit, take effort to do the thing, the kingdom of God. Your body just want to be entertained. You know, the new year, the Lord spoke to me. I pray, you know, every new year, I pray to the Lord. And I was waking up at 3:30 in the morning, and somehow, sometime I wake up at that time. I said, Lord, what's going on? And the Lord spoke to me, watch something benefits you. Don't just watch something entertains you. I said, yes, Lord, I watched something. Yes, I watch, you know, I love sports. And I watch it. Sometimes I go a little bit over limit. It's not like, you know, moderation. The Lord wanted, even though I just watch highlight, but highlight 5 minutes, you added three, four videos, you have 20 minutes, right? Even though not, but thank God for the word. And that's, I always pray for the new year, what the word for me, what I'm going to stand on. And that's every year I pray that. Last year he wanted me to rest in him, but this year I believe it's not only speaking to me, for every one of us here, we are a family. Usually God speak one word for you, but also concerning other people. I want to share with the word the Lord spoke to me. He said, this year is year of fatness. Okay, this year of fatness. Don't look at what's going on TV. I'm going to share the message this evening. I hope it's relevant to the situation. And it's the year of fatness, the year of celebration. So I'm going to hold on to that. So when the Lord spoke to me that morning, I would spend time praying, and he gave me vision to see I'm debt free. Okay, so I'm living debt free right now, even maybe still some, you know, something in my balance, but he said, order debt free, like done deal. So I saw it in my heart. I don't know how to explain that. I'm leaving that place. So that's my message this morning. And I want to share with partnership with the good news of the Lord Jesus. So I'm gonna, before we go there, I want to open, turn with me Isaiah 65. For time's sake, we're going to go right into Isaiah 65. I'm going to read only two verses right here. And let me see, I can find right here. Hopefully my phone will work with me this morning. Look like, how about, let me read from this. This is verse 20, I believe. What verse? This is 22 and 23. We can go to 22 and 23. Let me see. Hang on. Okay. Isaiah 65, almost the last chapter. And this is talking about the people of God, okay? But we can interpret, we are the children of God, better than that. Yes, we have to put in that perspective, because this is talking the old covenant. So you have to read it as a new covenant. So we have to go through that. So I'm going to start verse 22. Where is it? Somewhere right here. Hang, bear with me. Bear with Brother Jed. Brother Jed, love you. So say, we love Brother Jed too. Thank you. All right, verse 22 right here. They shall not build and another inhabit. Basically, we build a house. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the day of the tree, so shall be the day of my people. I don't know about you. I don't know. You know this tree live long. You know, in Psalm 90, talking about that. You know, even though you're getting old, you might think you're old, but you're like fresh, Lebanon, like cedar in Lebanon, fresh and flourishing. Okay, even when you look in context. Your number, the age may be increased, but in original text, there is no old put it on. Like this say, Abraham 100 years, that's what it stated in the Bible. So in English, we start 100 years old, even though the kid 5 years old. Why we put old in there? And then later we fight, we want to be younger. So we keep saying that I talked about last time. Okay, continue read. Okay, so your days of my people like a tree live long. We know that the purpose right here, that this is the point. And my elect, okay, shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Okay, enjoy long enjoy the work of their hand. How are we gonna enjoy? He want us enjoy long enjoy, not short enjoy. Okay, so. And then J, they shall not labor in vain nor bring forth their children in trouble. You see, the all thing talking about trouble. This is the promise that to God people. This is not Brother Jed created this message. This is the word of God. So I'm going to talk about, so we are children blessed. Let go with me. Another passage I want to look at in Psalm 128 and verse 5. And we can read it all in if you have time as a homework, how about that? We do a homework, okay? Take effort to read the word of God, brother, sisters. Yeah. We're gonna do it regardless. Maybe our flesh is not gonna go. We're gonna drag our flesh to go there. How about that? Let in agreement with that. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord. That's verse one, who walk in his way. I'm gonna drop down to verse five. This is a the Lord bless you out of Zion. May see, you will see. This is original text. You see the good of Jerusalem. You will the Lord bless you out of Zion, and you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. It's not someday, okay, all the days of our life. That's intentional. The Lord Jesus said, come give your life more abundantly. And Jerusalem right here, if you read in Galatians chapter 4, it refers to Jerusalem from above, basically from heaven. Is free talking about Hagar and Sarah and Isaac and Ishmael. So basically, Jerusalem right here referred to, I believe, referred to the new Jerusalem or Jerusalem from above or heavenly Jerusalem. So the type and shadow. So we see that our God is. I never thought about how I'm going to bless myself. I never thought about how I'm gonna have vacation. I never thought about how I'm gonna have good enjoy the. I did not understand how to enjoy the labor of my life. Now, the Lord want us to enjoy the labor of life. Let's see. Many things I want to talk today, but I want to focus in finance, because if we are not prosper in finance, we will not have, I mean, we can't enjoy the labor of life, because all we have, oh my goodness, my bill is coming quicker than I thought. Every first month is not delay. Every first month, and utility coming, mortgage coming, and maybe auto loan added coming, and all this coming and choke. Then all our how much we made is already like even short compared to this, all the expenses that we have. Food we have to buy it, thing we have to buy it, and how I'm gonna enjoy. By the way, the Lord said, long enjoy. I'm going to long enjoy. I don't have short enjoyment right here. How are you talking about long enjoyment? Okay, let go with me in first. This is Paul talking about. The Lord started showing me something about partnershiping in the gospel. First, I guess we got to understand our heart, just like we read a while ago, what the Lord wants us to understand. We have to understand He's good God. Now He's not only our God, He's our Father. And good father, and who is not the children, but we are beloved children. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6. I often refer to that because we forget it sometimes. I forgot it. And the Lord wants us to remember that first thing we must understand. In Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7, you don't have to go this, get wisdom. Okay. Wisdom is principal things. Therefore, he said, get wisdom. This is Solomon speaking, the wisest king on earth during his day. But when Jesus came, he wasn't the wisest king, but he's still the richest king, I believe, on earth to this day. That's what the Bible says. Nor before, after him, nobody like him. He said, wisdom is principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. But he said that in all you're getting, get understanding. So if we don't understand our God is a good Father, if we don't understand God is a good God, He wants to bless us, He wants to prosper us, He wants to prosper us every area of our life, and we will get stuck. I remember when I was in Vietnam, I was so poor. You're talking about poor. Like I walked days to go to work, like hours. I'm sorry, hours to go to work and hours to go back home, at least 2, 3 hours. And then when the crop harvest, we had to carry on our load and walk back home hours and hours. And imagine. Walk on the barefoot, and I lost my toenail because hitting the rock, because I don't have shoes like we do right now. So we're talking about poor right here. We in America, when you're talking about poor, you still have car, you still have food, okay? We still drive somewhere with heat and air conditioning in a car. And we still said, oh, look, I'm poor. But in my definition of poor, there's no food sometimes, okay? There's no water sometimes, okay? When the water flooded, there's no water because and we have to carry from this end. We don't turn it on the water. Later we have well and we keep moving. My people keep moving from place to place. We just live from the brook. Sometimes the brook dry out. We have to go all the way far to get this water to drink. So that's talking about poverty and many things. So I don't want to mention because it brought back my bad memory. I don't want that. So anyway, we're talking about. So if we are not financial freedom or we don't understand how God want to bless us, how we gonna receive his blessing. The truth is God already blesses with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places, but he blesses in our spirit. It's not physical. He does not make money for us to bring random money that would be violates the kingdom principle and violate because God cannot print money, right? We know that money has to be, but as we understand, let open, this is first thing we got to understand. He want us to experience so we can have long enjoyment. Right? Open with me in Philippians chapter 1, verse 5. This is Paul speaking. Now, when he wrote Philippians to the Philippian church while he was in Rome, right? We all know this, while he was in Rome. And let's turn in. Okay. This is how the kingdom works. We want to participate in the kingdom work. Philippians chapter 1. And start from verse 5. Verse 5, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. This is verse 3. And verse 5, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. So when you look at the fellowship, this is King James Version said, but original said in the Greek word, koinonia. So when you look at in the dictionary and a koinonia is in the Strong Concord, it's a participation, communication, and most like fellowship. And so what we can see that partnership, are they right here, translated partnership when you go Strong Concord, the partnership. So Paul is writing to Ephesian people while he was in, I'm sorry, in Philippians people while he was in Rome, in he was in prison. And he didn't have money, but the only church. And when you read the Philippians chapter 4, talking about the Macedonia help him twice, some other churches, but only Philippian church and a continued partnership with him. So this is talking about partnership. This is how we get it. This is Paul was talking financial right here. He doesn't need anything. He's totally in peace with God. He doesn't need any peace. He doesn't need any joy. He have all the joy and speak for full glory. Peter's talking about it. He got everything. But he wrote to the Philippian church. He expressed his gratitude. He expressed thankful heart. But these people partaker of his grace. When you read verse 7, while they partnership with him, and verse 7 says, let's read verse 7. I love this. The Lord just showed me. I'm so excited. This year I'm going to live by this verse. And verse 7 said, for God is my witness how greatly I long for you all for affection, Jesus Christ. I read verse 8. That verse 7 just asked, it's right for me to think this of you all because I have you in my heart, in as much as both in my chains and in the defense of the gospel or the confirmation of the gospel. You all are partaker of my grace. You think that everybody he wrote it? No, this is only people who partnership with him, the partaker of the grace that on. Anointing on Paul's life. It's not everybody. He only wrote this letter to Philippian church because they are the one that continue partnership with him from the first day until now. They are continue to support his ministry. And we love to quote in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, if that verse is true, so everybody don't have a need. Amen to that. But it's not applied to everybody. You got to
partnership with the gospel. Paul said that you are the people, the partnership with me. Therefore, you are partaker of my grace in finance. That's why they are the prosper church. They are the one, the prosper church, the prosper people, because they partnership in finance. I didn't understand this. The Lord started showing me. I said, when he asked me to partner with people, and yesterday, this week, I think 2 days ago, about this week, I was looking for vacation. I didn't mention thing about this. I was praying for message. I didn't have message until this morning. I was waiting the Lord. I'm not stressed out. Did you that you have message? I'm so I'm not stressed out. He called me. He's gonna give me a message. I'm not relying on my easy for me to select the scripture and get the message. I don't want to do that. I want to wait on him. I want to trust him the last minute. That's me. I'm not striving. Anyhow, I was searching. I want to have vacations. I planned it to go to Florida, and I would book hotel for a night, and then I saw him because I booked it for some because some spring break. And I said, "Do you like Animal Kingdom?" She said, "No." I said, "What do you like?" She's like, "I like swimming pool, 3 feet inside, and river, lazy river, and collecting shell under the sea. That's what I like." I said, "You don't like something?" "No, Daddy." When she said no, that meant no. You don't play with. So I know her. I raised her. So I was looking for some hotel after her school in May, and I saw like, oh, 2,000 something more. And I was searching through the place that she wanted. Only one place I found was the worst place she wanted, Baywatch Resort. And she loved that place. Have lazy river, have exactly everything she wanted for, and the beach. But the price is not cheap. And I was looking for, and the Lord dropped me, immediately dropped me that. And the Lord wanted me book that. Don't look at the price, just book it. And as I was booking and praying, you pray. I want to be a good stewardship. But the Lord reminded me, I want you to go online. I want you to do the thing, what I've been helping you. So I went online, look at my mortgage, look at my mortgage, the schedule. It's called amortization schedule. You know that, right? Boy, when I look at that, and the Lord showed me that this is money that you've been paying your mortgage. This is money, and look at how much you saved. I have saved more than $55,000. He said, "Can you use the $55,000 even though you don't have that? Can you justify to pay for even though $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for your vacation? Can you do that?" And the Lord started reminding me a lot of the things. You see that I was seeking the Lord. I was partnership with Him. Without knowing, I don't know how to invest. The Lord said, "I've been saving you more money than you can ever think of." By trusting the Lord, doing what God put in my heart every month, doing the thing, and like I show you, He showed me this year, you're gonna live debt free. And even though the debt's still there, but I already saw it free. And when the Lord showed me this, you see, you're like, He showed me how you get this because you partaker of my grace. The grace people that I partner, I partaker the grace of people I partner with. So you need to partner in order if you want financial freedom. We need to do this. It doesn't matter. The number is not important for God, our heart, because the number, everyone is different. Our heart is important. Don't like, okay, oh, I don't have $1,000 to give. No, God never asks you to give something you don't have. Never. The scripture says, give not something we don't have. If you read that, and I believe in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, also talk on, give something we have, don't give something we don't have. Because some people ask you to give something beyond. I don't agree on that. I have done that too, by the way. It not profit me nothing, but we got to make sure we got to partner with Him. First thing we got to do in faith, in love. Because 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 3, the Paul stated, even though we burn our body and we skip our body, give everything to other people, if we not do it, God kind of love, profit us nothing. That means zero return. We don't want to do everything zero return. But the Lord want us partaker of His grace. Now the grace, it is in apply to the word. How much we partner with the word, we're gonna receive the blessing from the word. You partner with some ministry that you feel that you ask God. God gave me some people. I partner in Vietnam. I partner with Andrew Womack. And that's what God put in me. That long time ago when I was in school.
And that's my ministry, like my partner with them. Now, like my friend in Vietnam, I cannot make people save. He make people save every week. A year, he make people save 500, 600, sometimes 1,000 people. I can't do that. As I partner with him, I partner with his grace, the grace anointing in his life, and I get the return. Like 2 Corinthians chapter 7, we were talking about, just in, I'm sorry, chapter 9. God gives seed to sower, increase your seed, increase the fruit of righteousness. So people who we partner, they get blessed. Come to sometime, like God asked me to give more, sometime like 1 month, he wanted me to give more. I say, okay, Lord, we give more. As I was doing, I was saving $55,000. I'm like, oh my goodness, when I look at my statement, this is how you're supposed to, I add it together, even more than so. So I will say if correctly, if correctly, I would say roughly about $60,000 in 7 years. I don't know how to do invest. I don't do invest right now until the Lord asked me. Yes, I have some of my friends. Oh, you get money, you invest, and then you pay for your mortgage. But now when I look back, the Lord, see, you don't need to invest. You just do exactly the thing that I show you. You partner with my people. You do the thing. So I see that. I'm like, wow. But be careful. We partner a partnership. Careful, because we can protect the unfruitful work of darkness. Okay? The scripture show us, let that open with me in Ephesians chapter 5. I believe that was 11. Let's go there. So we can partake our unfruitful work of darkness. What is that? Sometimes we watch something, that means we participate. It's not godly. If we watch something ungodly, that means we partake ungodly. So we don't want that. Sometimes we do. I do too. But what we do, we got to repent and say, Father, sorry, I don't want to be there continually, but thank you for showing me. But give me grace. Now, God give us grace to believe. He give us grace to act. He give us grace to reveal to us, and he give us grace to act, or to walk it in, or to do the thing that we can't do on our own ability. So has to be a grace of God. Otherwise, we're all going to be healthy. We're all going to be well, right? Because that's the heart of God. We're all going to enjoy a long vacation, just not short, long labor, right? The Bible said that long labor. Now, sometimes we plant a seed, somebody harvests it. But the promise is when we plant a seed or we plant a house, we're going to enjoy it. So we're going to enjoy it. As he said, we as we participate, as we partaker of the grace that minister that we sow into or partnership with, participate with. So let read verse 1. And have no fellowship or communicate or participate with unfruitful works of darkness. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. Many other, and also 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33 also says, do not deceive evil communication, corrupt good manner, or evil communication, stop the blessing of God in our life. So we can stop the blessing of God. So we can receive more from God. As Paul said, when we're talking about, when we read 2 Corinthians chapter 8, chapter 9, he's talking about partnership in the gospel. So he said, God will give grace to you in finance, in every area of life. Jesus became poor, so can become rich. That's a 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. You know that for the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sake, he became poor, so that we through his poverty might be rich. So the purpose, Jesus become poor so we can be rich. So how we be receiving financial from the gospel? So we participate. If we don't participate, 0 euro seed plant to the ground, what we got? 0 entry, 0 return. So we need to plant at least, like the seed can be different from one another. And the Lord never judge amount. Look at the poorest lady, right? When she gave only little tiny, but Jesus said she gave more than you all. They gave more than you all. They're pouring money into chambers, into the thing. But Jesus said, I'll tell you the truth, this lady have given more than anybody else in here. And people are like, what are you talking about? His standard is different, our standard. He sees our heart, he sees our need. So if we would participate in the kingdom of God, I tell you this, I come to, yes, you know my story, but as I participate, as I partnership, As I communicate with the gospel, I see the gospel start to produce fruit in me, especially in finance. If we are not, we don't have money, it's really hard our life to enjoy. Really hard, because God wants us to take care of our financial freedom so we don't have to worry about money, so we can have more time to read the word, more peace, more joy to read the word, to study the word, instead of just like, oh, what I'm going to do to pay my bill. But God promised us when we partnership with him, when we participate in the gospel, make sure we present in the gospel to people who preach the gospel truth. So Jesus said, two things we do, we inherit, we receive hundredfold this time for his name and for the gospel. Two things we got to do for the kingdom of God. This is, nobody can make us do it. We have to determine, we have to participate, we have to communicate, we have to determine, I want to do this, I want to be partner with gospel. It's not partner with any church, it's not going to work. I used to give every place. It's not working because they don't preach the gospel of Christ. They don't preach the gospel of Christ. Paul said the gospel of Christ is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes. If they preach perversion of gospel, like in Galatians chapter 1, verse Paul was talking, verse 8 and verse 9, and they preach another gospel, sound like the gospel, but that's the tradition of man, that the doctrine of man is stop the blessing of the Lord Jesus will not produce fruit. Yes, so we need to find out, ask God. God will show us if we ask him. In my case, the Lord, I don't know what to do with this. I'm so poor. This is not acceptable. I know in my heart that is not acceptable. That's not the will of God for me, because I don't know how to participate in the kingdom of God. I just give it away everywhere that I feel like it. Yes, that's my carnal. My understanding is not his understanding. Therefore, with all we getting, get understanding. If we don't understand the kingdom work, we will never benefit from the kingdom of God in our lives. We love God, yes. God loves us, yes. But the benefit is we have to understand in order to receive from him, whether financial, healing, whether whatever area. If we, like the promise of God, yes, amen, every one of us, we're all going to be prosper. We're all going to be financial freedom. We're all going to be debt free. We're all going to be healthy, but not the case. But God, as we grow, as the grace of God give us, and as the revelation had given, and we partake of the revelation, that's how we're going to experience the revelation. Yes. Without the grace of God, when you try to make it happen, it will not happen. The flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God by the grace, by the revealing of the Holy Spirit. So we need to participate as in giving, I mean, in finance, we need to participate. We need to give, ask God, Lord, I want to participate. What ministry you want me to participate? How much you want to give me this month? This is the amount that I have. So I set aside money that I sometimes the tip that the people give me, I just put it aside. Whenever the Lord show me the amount that I should give, I just collect it all and give. That's it. Because I don't want to consume money. I don't like shopping, but when I shop, costs money. Daisy shop costs $100, $200, $500 a max. When I shop, $1,000, $2,000, $5,000. It's not fun. She shop like maximum, she buys color and things, and that's around like $1,000, $2,000. But when I shop, not cheap. When I buy stuff, not cheap. Because I want to learn. God is not cheap. He told me God is not cheap. And he's big and expensive. I want to push myself to the place that, you know, sometimes I don't want to go this, Lord, this is talking about like just like vacation. I'm talking about, look, this is so much money. And he started reminding me. Yeah. It reminded me, I've been saving your money. Why are you dragging just a few thousand? I saved you $50,000. You just like worry about $2,000, $3,000. Forget about it. Lord, I'm trying to be a good stewardship. No, I have saved your money. Don't worry. Your kids wanted money, more important money. Your vacation, long enjoy, not short enjoy. I started to learn from short enjoy first, right, before we go long enjoy. So praise God. So that's our God heart for us. We need to ground it, root it in our heart. We have to see him as a father, that like seeing all our need met, because he promised us. If we would participate in the gospel of Christ, what he said, Paul said,
But my God. He said, but my God will supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, not according to our bank account or according to our work produced, according to his riches in glory by Christ. Now, notice, pay attention. He did not write this verse in Ephesians or in Colossians, right? Only Philippians people get this benefit because they are the one. He said, what verse 5, he said, only you started when you started and then continue until now. Okay, we got to continue participate. Regardless, we may not receive it this month or next month, next year. We're going to continue participate, right? We're going to continue. As Brother Jed said, he's going to continue. So we're going to continue. We're going to receive it if we faint not, right? Yeah. If we keep doing, not faint, if we keep doing, not weary, and we receive it if we faint not. Have the added qualification if we faint not. By patience, by faith, and patience inherit the promise of God. It's not by faith only, okay? Many people say, oh, it's strong faith, but you don't have patience, you will not inherit the promise of God. By patience, by faith, and patience. First, we have to have faith, and then patience. Only Holy Spirit can give us faith, by the way. We cannot have patience. Oh, when I go to work, well, Father, I want to go there quicker. And the Lord taught me, slow son, slow down. I want to communicate with you when you drive. I want you to enjoy the ride. It's not just destination only. It's human nature. We don't want that. I mean, I got V6, brother. I mean, I got turbocharged right here. Why? I'm just for 160 miles per hour. Why they put it in my car? I can't go there. We all want to go there. But the Spirit, Holy Spirit, calm down, calm down. We'll be okay. We get there, but we enjoy the ride. The Holy Spirit wants us to care, to enjoy the journey. Yes, destination is great, but if we miss the journey, what's the point? We're going there. You know, we don't have. So the Lord wants us to teach us, want us to continue. Let's read 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 22. We'll say the same thing, but we add more points. So there are many. I just collect few because time shake. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 22. 22. Yeah, let's see if we can find it out. Verse 22. Do not lay hand on anyone hastily or certain man, because why? Share other people's sin. Keep yourself pure. Because when we side with somebody with some policy, that policy have impact in us. And we wonder why I still getting something that I don't like it. So we need to ask Holy Spirit. Now concerning voting coming, you need to pray, ask Holy Spirit, should I vote for this? Should I vote for that? Don't vote for the person. Listen carefully. Vote for policy. Because policy, that's more important. They can say good word, but you need to study. I heard one lady, I listen. I usually I don't watch news, but some lady in Chicago, she said, I've been voting on this policy, but now I'm going to change. Because she said, why you vote for that guy and he didn't do a good job? Why you vote for him? He said, yes, I did vote for him. Did you vote for him? He said, yes, I did, because I didn't do my homework. They said, now I have done my homework. I know exactly who policy I'm going to vote for. I want to vote for people who stand for American. I want to vote for people who bless our nation. You know, we need to be sounded with the right policy. Our God is his policy in here, right here. Like we were talking about participate. If we don't participate, God still want to bless. You can pray. You can fight all day long. The blessing will not come to you. We have to participate. The policy God has given us, this is our policy, by the way. Okay? We need to look closely. We need to participate in the gospel. When we read, also we partner with God. Amen? So we can partner a different way. When we read the word, we partner the word. I have no understanding, no value about God. But when the Lord showed me how good he is, that's caused me to study, to seek after him. And see how much benefit you follow God. I told a lot of people, in my view, people ask me, what do you do? I said, what I do, I can have better life. Follow God. You can never go wrong. Don't follow man. Follow God. How you follow God? First, you got to open your heart. As a father, I want to know your word. I want to know God is in his word. He revealed to us in his word. So he wants us to understand that his heart is all about us. He all about want to bless us. He want to bless us where the place that we people build. We go there, we enjoy. Like when I will go to vacation this time, I said, Lord, people already built for you, go there. You don't need to build there. I don't build, I let people build. You go enjoy there. I say, Lord, you're so good. You don't see it. Sometimes we forget it. Life, busyness, forget it. I forget it. And I didn't know that I've been saved. God been saving me a lot of money for me. That's a lot of money. And I'm trying to save 2,000, 3,000 right here. He said, I've been saving you a lot of money. Why don't you, why you worry about just a little thing? I said, Lord, I want to be here. No, forget it. Grow. Grow, pull out your thumb. Grow up a little bit. So I tell you what, I just thank God. The more I partaker, the more I participate in the gospel, because I know our Father is good. It produces health, we got sickness here. Who care? Let's keep moving. I don't care. I keep resisting. And this is said, used to, I said, who care? I'm going to resist it. I stood in the front of the mirror and I yelled it. And, what are you doing in there? I said, we got to resist the devil. Otherwise, he won't flee from us. We got to resist it. Because I'm not there, so I have to resist it. If I'm in the place of Andrew, my sickness cannot touch me. That's wonderful. But I'm not there. I have to resist. The Bible said that if you submit to God, therefore resistible, he will play for it. If you don't resist, he stays there. He said, yeah, he welcomes in his own home. He's not resisting me. I'm happy staying here. No, we got to resist. So we need to resist. Yeah, we're not there. We need to resist. The same thing, we have to hate poverty. First of all, when we're talking about finance, we had to hate it. Daddy, I hate poverty. I hate poverty. You don't know how much I hate poverty. Because if we don't hate it, it stays with us. It's spirit. It's spirit. We need to resist. We need to cast everything in spirit. We have authority. Amen? So we need to cast out. Father, we just thank you this morning. We thank you for your word. And I want you to seal this word inside my heart and everyone who listens, Father. Lord, because you want us have long enjoy the work of our hand. So we cannot enjoy long if we don't have financial freedom, Father, in this life. So we ask your grace, Father, help us to participate in the work of the gospel. Participate in the gospel in your name, Father. We thank you, Lord. Give us a heart, hunger, thirsty. Give us the grace. Lord, give us the desire. Maybe someone can't go to vacation because don't have money. Father, give them desire, Lord, that they want that vacation. Maybe 5,000, 10,000. Lord, as they write down, as they desire it, give them grace to receive 4,000, 5,000, or even 10,000 or 20,000, whatever the amount needed. Lord, give your grace to your people, Father, this morning. Give the grace to your people. They can believe for this thing. Because you provide for them, and your heart want them to have, want us to have long enjoy our life here on earth, so we can tell to our children how good you are, Father. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father. I want you to show us how we can receive your financial freedom. Every one of us, we can live debt free. We can enjoy our life to glorify you, Father. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. Amen.